Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, September 6, 1825. Legislation to prevent the illicit importation of rum. On this day, September 6, 1825, local newspaper The Barbadian printed verbatim a law titled An Act More Effectually to Prevent the Illicit Importation of Rum to this Island. This act, which had seven clauses, sought to enhance the regulatory framework pertaining to rum smuggling and imposed heavy penalties on any person found guilty of such activity. After being read three times, the statute was passed unanimously by the Council and General Assembly. While there is no empirical evidence to establish the quantities of rum being smuggled to Barbados annually, the authorities were cognizant that rum produced in other Caribbean countries was being sold unlawfully. Barbados's geographical position and extensive unregulated coastline facilitated smuggling. Thus, interdiction efforts proved to be ineffective. Nevertheless, the government was determined to protect local rum distillers from unfair competition, as well as ensure that revenues earned from custom and excise duties on rum were maintained. Clauses 1 to 3 of the Act required all traders in rum to make returns in the months of January and July to the island treasurer, which itemized the exact quantities of rum bought, sold, bartered, or otherwise disposed of. Additionally, the island treasurer was empowered to summon by warrant any person trading in rum who was suspected of neglecting to submit the mandated returns. Island constables, the clerk of the market and his deputies were permitted to examine the licenses of retailers of rum at any time during the day to ensure that they were legally obtained. Notably, members of the plantocracy who manufactured and retailed rum on their plantations or business places were exempted from the statutory requirements of this act. While this legislation was a tacit concession that efforts to prevent rum smuggling by merchants, contractors, retailers, and hucksters were inadequate, it indicated government's intention to effectively supervise the local rum market.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy, and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.